This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Haiti's interim prime minister has confirmed a request has been made for U.S. troops to be sent to the country. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With his nation in disarray in the wake of Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, interim prime minister Claude Joseph says Haiti's interim government has asked for U.S. troops to be deployed. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph says U.S. troops are being requested to stabilize the country and protect key infrastructure. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
Police in Haiti have detained 17 suspects in the assassination of Moïse. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday in a telephone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure from future attacks. The warning to Putin was largely a repetition of the tough rhetoric Biden had used during their meeting in Geneva last month when he warned that there would be consequences for continuing cyber attacks emanating from Russia. The death toll in the collapse of a Miami-area condo building rose to 79 Friday, a number the mayor called heartbreaking as the recovery workers toiled for a 16th day to find victims in the rubble. Another 61 people remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said the work to recover victims was moving forward with great urgency in order to bring closure to the families of victims who have spent an agonizing 2 weeks waiting for news. This is VOA.